You're listening to the audio production of The Search for God and Guinness, a biography of the beer that changed the world by Stephen Mansfield, published by Harper Horizon and read by Scott Brick. To Isaac. Prologue. I was sitting on a bench outside the Guinness Archives at the St. James's Gate Brewery in Dublin when I heard the question. It came from a blonde American teenager who sat with her boyfriend on the bench next to me. "So, like, what does Guinness do?" she asked as the two conversed. It was hard not to laugh. After all, at that very moment we were seated inside of a 7-story structure shaped like a glass of beer. Still, the boyfriend was patient. "Well, baby," he said gently, trying to drain every sarcastic tone out of his voice, "they make beer, lots of it, and they are known for it all over the world." You could tell he had answered questions like this before. "But all kinds of people make beer," the blonde replied, her voice a slightly grating whine. "What's so big about this beer?" Now at a loss, the boyfriend looked at me. Since I had an appointment at the archives, I was wearing a sport coat and had a briefcase and must have looked like I could help. Besides, I was twice their age, and for all they knew, I worked for Guinness. Turning to me with a pleading expression, the boyfriend said, "Sir, can you tell my girlfriend why Guinness is so famous?" Now, I confess that my first impulse was to say no, and I doubt anyone could. But I knew this was just the irritation of the moment, and what is more, I remembered something I had just discussed with friends the night before. The Guinness story is largely unknown in the United States. Most of the books on the subject aren't available there, and the story of the dark stout usually takes a back seat to the rise of American brewing empires like Busch and Coors. I realized these kids could hardly be blamed for not knowing the Guinness tale, so I gentled up. "Yes, I can," I replied, and then I launched into a brief, informal survey of Arthur Guinness, his descendants, and the amazing thing that Guinness has become. But I kept the focus on the beer, and this, I quickly realized, was a mistake. The two listened politely and then mumbled their thanks as they turned away. I knew I had not captured.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?